stand and let's all sing the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, your holiness is like a consuming fire, and we do not come lackadaisically into this place to trifle with holy things on this holy day. There is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It is a kingdom that is not of this world. It is a kingdom that we have received membership in through the substitutionary atoning sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, who is our only Savior and our only hope and our only entrance into the kingdom of everlasting life. We are grateful for receiving this kingdom, and we come with reverence and awe to offer acceptable worship to you, our God, praying in the name of Jesus the way that He taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 277, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Would you stand and let's sing all stanzas of hymn number 277, and we will continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. And I need to look at something. We're not going to sing verse stanza 5 on page 278. We're going to sing all of what's on page 277.
Christ the Lord is
The Apostles' Creed is an ancient creed of the church that articulates the basic elements of our common faith. You can find it on page 845 in the back of your hymn book. We recite it to reaffirm our faith. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Oh.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, we marvel that You should become incarnate, live on this earth among men as a man, be crucified, dead and buried. The empty tomb calls forth our adoring wonder because it is empty and Christ is risen from it. The Word of God teaches it. The living witnesses prove it. The claims of Jesus are substantiated by it. The experience of our hearts knows it. Our salvation depends upon it. The hope of our own resurrection is aroused by it. We, like the Apostle Paul, glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which we desire the world to be crucified to us and us to the world. There's much that is still evil about us. Crucify it. There's much flesh within us. Mortify it. Purge us from selfishness, from the fear of man, the love of the praise of men, the shame of being thought old-fashioned in our beliefs. Let us reckon our old lives dead because of the cross and alive to new life in Christ. Grant us to stand with our Savior, content to be rejected with Him, to be willing to take up unpopular truths and to hold fast in resolute allegiance to Christ until death. Keep us on the path of obedience to Your will. Strengthen us for the battles ahead. Give us courage for all the trials that we may face and grace for all the joys. Help us to be holy, happy people, free from every wrong desire, from everything contrary to Your will. Grant us more and more of the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. May it rule us. May we walk in its power and be strengthened through its influence. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever it is gathered today to hear the faithful preaching of the Word of God, to be strengthened and unified and faithful to our one Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Responsive reading this morning, as we are continuing to read through the Psalms, comes from Psalm 103, and it's found on page 821 and 822 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there and let us read from Psalm 103 together responsively. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being praise His holy name. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep His covenant and remember His ways, The Lord has established His throne in heaven. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word.
Praise the Lord, God, and above us, you His servants, you His will.
Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion.
Praise the Lord, my
soul. Our next hymn is number 276. Up from the grave He arose. Would you please take your hymnal and turn to 276 and let's all stand and sing all stanzas of Up from the Grave He Arose as we continue to worship God. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Oh Lord our God, we do thank You that You have not dealt with us as our sins deserve, but in Christ Jesus, You have made a propitiatory sacrifice for our sins. You have cleansed us from them. Father, we thank You that we can gather here today and celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and worship You. Father, we bring these tithes and offerings not to help You out in Your need, because You don't have need of anything. It all belongs to You anyway, but we bring it as a manifestation of our worship, and we pray that You would receive it as such and bless it and use it to build up and strengthen the church of Jesus Christ here in this place and beyond these walls, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray it in His name. Amen. Message this morning comes from Matthew chapter 27 verse 57 through chapter 28 verse 15, and you may find that in the Pew Bible on page 988 and 989. Matthew 27, starting at verse 57 and reading all the way to Matthew 28, verse 15, and this is what it says. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell the people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this very day. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.